When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid, Lord, this shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, you are a hindrance to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men." This is our text. In the name of Christ, the Son of the living God. The opposite of confessing is denying. We are told of John the Baptist, he confessed, he did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." We are told of Peter that he confessed and that he denied, "You are the Christ." And then, "God forbid, never such a Christ." What is confessed and denied is Christ. Denial of Christ is Satan speaking. What greater victory for Satan than to turn Peter into Antichrist? In the upper room, Jesus reached out to him, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren." And Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you three times deny that you know me." He confessed and he denied his Lord. And then at the Sea of Tiberias, Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go." This he said to show by what death he was to glorify God. And after this he said to him, "Follow me." Peter was very sincere, with the whole of himself, holding nothing back. Peter said, "I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." He speaks of himself, his unreserved dedication to Jesus, his love for him. And yet all of that, all of Peter, won't be enough, won't make it. Flesh and blood, what's a man? All of that is not enough, no solid ground there. To take your stand there is to fall. To deny Christ. From these resources and standpoint of flesh and blood, there can be no Christ but one that fits the expectations of flesh and blood. The expectations of flesh and blood produce a theology in which God is required to be good as flesh and blood sees it. Peter's denial is based on the conviction that God is good. If God is good, if he is on your side, he can't let that happen to you. Not that. All of Peter, all his sincerity and urgent love of Jesus, and all his best theology. No, for God's sake, such a terrible thing can't happen to you. All produce the denial of Christ, the Satan talk. If God lets that happen to you, you whom we have known as utterly devoted to him, then he's no good God. And what hope is there then for any of us? Flesh and blood theology, Satan theology. And these have their furthest reach when they would prescribe Christ and his way. This Peter does to Jesus. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are not on the side of God, but of men." As Jesus turns and speaks, so it is with us. Again, when Peter's love for Jesus brings him to the courtyard of the high priest, and things are not going according to Peter's ideas of the Christ, he does not confess, but denies that he ever knew him. Jesus turned and looked at Peter, and he went out and wept bitterly. Even from so utter a denial of Jesus, Jesus pulled Peter back through repentance to feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, follow me. The sheep and the lambs are the Lord's. It is his church. He says, "I will build my church, not on flesh and blood, but on what the Father gives through flesh and blood, through Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. What the Father gives is spoken by flesh and blood. Peter confesses it. He says the same as is given him to say. And so Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Had Peter been in heaven? No, but he had been with Jesus. Jesus identifies what the Father has given Peter to say. Peter's mouth says it. The confession and its apostolic location. There Jesus will build his church. There the rock, Petra, Petros. Where Peter, there his confession, given him by the Father, not by flesh and blood. When he runs with flesh and blood, he attempts to define the Christ, and that is Satan talk, Antichrist. When he confesses what is given of the Father, he is blessed, approved of God. Though then he falls into its denial. If Peter, who was so close to Jesus, could so faithlessly deny him, what hope is there for us? No other hope than was for Peter. Jesus was for Peter. When Peter confessed him, he was rock sure. And so in today's lesson, when Peter was arrested and was up for questioning, he said, "Don't look at me. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. They forbade him to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Peter, to whom Jesus had said, "You are not on the side of God, but of men," now declared, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge." Reckless of his life, that didn't need to be protected or secured anymore. Peter went on to glorify God with the witness of his death. How bold, how free can you get? You will be surprised. Peter reported to the congregation, and then the prayer to the Lord, "Grant to thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness." Grant to thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness. Amen.